This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Mississippi is headed back to court to see that their law banning abortions after a heartbeat has a chance to stand as law in that state. One toehold, as it were, for heartbeat abortion laws in law is that Supreme Court justices in Roe v. Wade wrote that it could not be determined when life began. Heartbeat abortion bans rely on science to discern that life must be there as there is a heartbeat. In other state news, Governor John Bel Edwards, one of the last pro-life Democrats in the nation, is defending his approval of Louisiana's pro-life heartbeat abortion ban. This is Life News Radio. I will tell you what I fear. I fear too many pro-life advocates think it is nap time in America. Things are going well. The economy is good. The president, many governors, and others are putting abortion advocates in their place. And the election sure seems a long way away. What is there to worry about? Nothing, right? Wrong. Get involved. Get ready to vote. Stay informed. And let's make a culture of life. It bears repeating that the name hanging on Planned Parenthood's annual award and on its flagship abortion center in New York City is Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. Hers is a revered name in most abortion circles, yet she was a eugenicist whose documented racism was of the highest order. No, she considered herself too dignified to accept slavery. She simply wanted the black race eliminated. Her clinics do that today. Blacks are disproportionately targets of abortion clinic placement or marketing, and the percentage of Americans with African-American heritage has declined markedly since abortion was decriminalized. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.